The Savages, 2007. Perhaps two of the best performances of their careers of both Philip Seymour Hoffman and Laura Linney are on display in the most underappreciated movie in 2007, Tamara Jenkins' The Savages. This movie scored 89% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, yet amassed just $6.4 million at the box office. I did not see this movie in the theater. I remember hearing a lot about it, but I don't remember seeing many trailers. And at the time, this wasn't a movie that I thought would interest me. I'm always a bit lukewarm on movies classified as drama and comedy. They are either hit or miss for me. When they are right, they are great. But for me, that seems to be the exception to the rule. The only reason I saw it is because it had such a high rating and because Linney earned a Best Actress Academy Award nomination for her performance. No one recommended this movie to me. It was a movie that I told myself I would sit through and probably not enjoy, based on the reasons I've listed above. Boy, was I wrong. The Savages is a fantastic movie and hits close to home for most of us at some point in our lives. As I mentioned, Hoffman and Linney have never been better, in my opinion. They played well off of each other. Each played a middle-aged brother and sister dealing with an emotionally aging parent suffering from dementia. They are trying to come to terms with this, both in how to get him the proper care he needs and how this will affect their lives. They both might have been portraying the most real characters they've ever represented. Furthermore, they have to make a series of rash decisions with their father, Lenny, played by Philip Bosco, when he is kicked out of his planned retirement community home he was living in after his girlfriend dies. We quickly learn that Wendy, played by Lenny, and John, played by Hoffman, have difficulty caring for themselves, let alone a sick parent. Much like my recently reviewed The Skeleton Twins, The Savages cuts into the hit-or-miss drama-comedy genre. And while this movie does have its funny moments, it is much more drama than it is a comedy. Wendy and John are forced to decide what to do with Lenny after his retirement home forces him to leave. To quote the phrase, out of sight, out of mind, would be the best way to describe the siblings' relationship with their father. He lives in Arizona while they live in New York, he in Buffalo, she in Manhattan. Wendy and John don't exactly have the closest relationship either. She is a truth stretcher in the kindest sense of the word. She tells her brother about getting Guggenheim grants when in fact she's a failed freelance playwright. She holds a lot of resentment towards the world. Wendy's moral compass seems altered as she is engaged in a dead-end affair with her neighbor Larry, played by Peter Friedman, which you'll know from Side Effects and Love and Other Drugs. He's a lustful married man whom she doesn't care for at all. She's a dreamer and is living a life that is nowhere close to her dreams. Likewise, John's life isn't full of bright rainbows either. He's overweight, has high cholesterol, and suffers from depression. He's a theater professor. He has a girlfriend whose travel visa in the United States is about to expire. She will have to leave the country unless the two of them get married. John loves her, but he won't marry her because he doesn't believe that he is emotionally sound enough to handle a relationship. Case in point is when he cries each time she makes him eggs. Wendy and John aren't lost causes, but they aren't necessarily taking the right steps to improve their lives. The comedy in this movie is not particularly humorous. It's quirky black humor as much as it is uncomfortable humor. We are not envious of these characters. They aren't thrilled in any sense of the word. And no, it's not because they just had a wench thrown into their everyday lives. They are poorly educated in dealing with an aging parent, and an aging parent in the early onset of dementia. Even worse than their lack of education is their lack of patience. Wendy and John are each hoping that the other takes on the brunt of the responsibility. However, each of them knows that this is an unrealistic expectation. So instead, like any other set of humans, they do their best to what they can with an imperfect situation. They look into nursing homes, trying to find the one that is the best fit for all parties involved. There are uncomfortable situations throughout this movie. One involved Lenny's pants falling off on his way to the bathroom while on an airplane, which exposed his adult diaper to everyone on board. Another is a conversation in which John and Wendy have to ask their father what his wishes are if a breathing machine is required to sustain life. While Lenny wasn't exactly the greatest father in the world, Wendy and John know their responsibility as his children. And so they learn on the fly while slowly trying to savor the last days with him, while also recultivating relationship with each other and trying to complement each other's strengths and help one another with their struggles. The movie feels real, perhaps a little too real. When I explained the premise to a few people in their 50s and 60s, they said they had no interest in seeing it because they are either going through or have recently gone through a very similar situation with a parent. So they have no interest in watching that play out on the screen. And that makes total sense to me. It is unfortunate how a lot of us grow old. I think about my grandparents. I knew all four of mine plus one of my great-grandmothers very well. Of the five, I didn't lose my first one until I was 15. He was my maternal grandfather, and he died in his sleep after suffering a heart attack. He was young, in his mid-60s, and at the time I thought his death was the saddest. Then I saw how much the other four suffered from all their health ailments, and I wondered if he got the best deal of all of them. My paternal grandfather lived to be 96, 30 years longer than my maternal one. He had a great life, but the last couple of years were brutal. But he was never really confined to bed for extended periods of time. I wish I could say the same thing about my grandmother. Grandmothers, they both suffered immensely at times. Overall, I like this movie a lot, and I give it a score of 89.5%.